tweet at Today SOR.
We turn our attention now to Waterford, where 8 migrants were found on a cargo ship at Bellevue Port last evening. It's understood all 8 are adults, young men, and in good health. For more, I am joined by Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent and also by Fiona Hurley, Head of Policy and Communications at NOSC, the Migrant and Refugee Rights Centre. Ralph, how and when was this discovery made?
Yeah, it was yesterday afternoon, Sean. A freighter had just berthed at Bellevue, which is a port about 1 kilometre to 2 kilometres downstream from Waterford City. And a crew member was checking the vessel when he spotted a stowaway on board. Now, it came to light that there were 8 individuals on board the vessel. The crew member notified the captain. The captain notified both the port authorities and the Gardaí. So uniformed Gardaí, assisted by members of the Garda National Immigration Bureau, went to Bellevue. Now, it appears that there were 8 on board. 3 of the 8 apparently attempted to get ashore and leave the area, but they were met by Gardaí on arrival. So all 8 were basically taken to Ballybricken Garda Station last night. Now, the process at the moment is that the guards will try and determine their nationality, their identities, and how they actually came to be in Ireland. What we do know is that the freight vessel originated in Saint-Nazaire in France. So that's the main suspected point of boarding at the moment. And it's also understood that all of the 8 are males aged in their 20s and 30s, and that they are believed to be Albanian nationals.
And what is likely to happen at this stage? Have they applied, or are they expected to apply for asylum in this country?
Yeah, we understand that there's a likelihood that they may apply for asylum, but that's not been confirmed yet. Now, if they do apply for asylum, the process will then kick in. They'll more than likely be taken to a direct provision centre, and the Garda National Immigration Bureau then will begin the process of determining, you know, their nationality, their identity, the circumstances surrounding their application. You know, are they under threat in their home countries? Had there been some type of persecution against them? The various different criteria that are examined. No, there is a possibility that they may not apply for asylum here on the basis that certainly the indications are that several of them didn't realise the vessel was going to Ireland, that they actually thought they were going to the UK.
And I mentioned at the start it was Bellevue port there, just upstream, as you say, from Waterford is where they arrived. Now, just tell us about the size of that port and what security would be like there, Ralph.
It would be a busy enough port, but it would be very much smaller than, say, major ports like Dublin, Rosslare or Cork. It's primarily a freight and container facility. There are no ferry services per se operating out of there, and because of the kind of there's such a huge agricultural industry, Sean, in the southeast, you'd have an awful lot of, say, bulk freight like grain, powders, things like that, both coming into and leaving Bellevue. It's quite a successful port. I mean, it's been the major port in Waterford for many, many years, and has been very successful in terms of its handling of container traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd imagine a big outfit like Glanbia would be using it quite a bit, among others. Anything like this ever happened there before?
I think there was an incident a number of years ago, and I don't think it involved as many as 8 individuals. I mean, it's quite, I won't use the word commonplace, but it has happened in various Irish ports where you have stowaways or you have individuals. What's interesting about this one is that if you look at the incident in Rosslare 3-4 weeks ago, and if you look at this incident, the point of origin are ports that have been identified in Europe as having less stringent security than, say, Calais or Antwerp or Rotterdam. There has been a definite crackdown in terms of security on the ports which are the most accessible to the UK. And there has been a suggestion that a lot of migrants or a lot of people trying to access the UK, potentially via Ireland, that what they're doing is they're going to secondary ports such as Saint-Nazaire, Cherbourg and all the ports like that, where the security is less intense than it would be at Calais.
And turning to you, Fiona Hurley, Head of Policy and Communications at NASC, the Migrant and Refugee Rights Centre. Just tell us what process these men now will be facing into.
So this will depend, Sean, on whether they have applied for asylum or not, as Ross was saying. So at the moment, it is possible that they have been refused leave to land in the state. So when someone arrives at the border of the state, a determination is made by an immigration officer as to whether they should be allowed leave to land or not. They may choose to try and make an application for asylum, at which case their application will be assessed to see whether it is admissible or not. If an application for asylum has been made in another member state country, or if the person has been granted a residency status in another member state country, then the application can be deemed inadmissible in Ireland, and Ireland doesn't have to examine their application for asylum.
Or would they have to demonstrate that conditions in their country of origin, which, as we heard from Ralph there, is thought to be Albania, would they have to show that it's not safe for them to remain there?
That they would get that if their application is deemed admissible and they go into the Irish protection system, at that stage they would have to make their claim for refugee status and outline what their grounds of persecution are.
And how concerned would you be that stories like this they help to frame public opinion, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. These kind of more recent incidences in the last, in the last few weeks, and particularly the tragedy in Essex, have really kind of grabbed headlines across Ireland and the UK. But I suppose it's very important for us to put this in context. Ireland receives a very small number of asylum seekers compared to our EU counterparts. In fact, we receive 0.57% of asylum seekers within the EU. So that's a really, really small number. So I would say that it's so important to remember that.
Yeah, but as I say, Gardaí believe these men are Albanian, a nationality, one of two mentioned by the Taoiseach recently when he questioned the legitimacy of some asylum seekers.
We would be very concerned at the Taoiseach's remarks there. It's really unhelpful to single out two nationalities, Albanians and Georgians. An application for asylum is an individual assessment as to whether an individual may be facing persecution or not. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to come from what we might consider a war-torn country. It is equally possible that you may face circumstances in your country where you may face persecution because, one typical example might be that you are a journalist who is exposing corruption in a country. Or we are aware that there are serious human rights abuses in both Georgia and Albania.
Okay, well, look, we await developments. Fiona Hurley, Head of Policy and Communications at NOSC, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And also my thanks to Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent News and Media. After the break, Evelyn O'Rourke reports on restaurant inspections.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.